This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you and yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska. On Friday we did Glen Allen High School. On Saturday, Kenny Lake High School. And just yesterday we went to Valdez Convention Center, did another event there as well. I wanted to let you know that, folks, if you'd like to book us, we're about 3 months, so now is the time to do so. If you'd like to do that, that number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to jump online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also want to let you know that you can jump over on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1EE, BradleyDean1EE, and or you can jump over on Bradley Dean on Facebook, EE, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and the phone lines will be accessible for the next 45 minutes. We are set up with Comrex even now, and that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of which, friends, this is it. Right before the show, I'm sitting here thinking about what's going on across the country. And while I'm thinking about this, I'm laughing. And I'm just saying, Lord, I don't even know what to do anymore as far as how to feel about what's going on. Because what's happening in this country is the unthinkable. I mean, again, friends, when you look at what the President of the United States is allotted to do, the path that he is given by the American people so blows me away, for a better way of saying it, that at times you don't even know how to respond to it. As a matter of fact, did you know that the criminal himself today, President Barack Hussein Obama, he defended his decision to open up bathrooms to students of both sexes based on preference, citing his religious faith as a reason he decided to do it. You know, it's one of the things that I ask people when I'm doing my program, whether it's the high schools, colleges, or wherever I may be, a Tea Party Convention Center, high school, elementary school friends, again, wherever I may be. How is it that the American people are led to believe that when the Democrats are in power, that the Democrats are a law unto themselves? They can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And then when the Republicans are in power, they're a law unto themselves, and they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. I mean, just think about this now. Those that are running for the presidency of the United States of America, they're talking about what their administration's going to do. My administration's going to do this, and my administration's going to do this, and my administration's going to do this. And then you have the right saying, oh, that's good, we're behind you. And you have the left, as you're taught to this false paradigm, that, well, we don't agree with that. You know, the fact of the matter is, folks, we're not ruled by the mobocracy. We're ruled by law in this country. We're not ruled by opinion in this country. We're ruled by law in this country. And speaking of which, when President Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, defended his decision to open up bathrooms to students of both sexes based on his preference, citing his religious faith as a reason he decided to do it. I want you to listen to what he said. He said, my reading of Scripture tells me that the golden rule is pretty high up there in the terms of my Christian belief. Friends, this is about as thick as it gets. You want to talk about daring the justice of God? This tyrant is daring the justice of God at every step. And so are the American people that tolerate this criminal administration. Our laws run counter to his belief system. He is no more a Christian, friends, than the devil is. And the reason I say that is because you need to understand that he is, by design, making your children a prey, America. Again, listen to what he said. My reading of Scripture tells me that the golden rule is pretty high up there in terms of my Christian belief. Folks, it's interesting because this is the man that voted over 242 times to make sure babies are murdered in the womb. Now, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. He must have just kind of closed his eye to that one. And then talking about the transgender in his bathroom and sex based on preference, citing his religious faith as a reason he decided to do it. That's interesting because God says that homosexuality, sodomy, it's an abomination. So I'm trying to figure out what he's trying to do, friends. He's trying to lead a wide path to hell to those that will be ruled by a criminal such as himself. He strains at the gnat and he swallows the camel at every given step, friends. He said, what happened and what continues to happen is you have transgender kids in schools and they get bullied. Now, friends, I'm curious. Has he ever been in a public school a day in his life? Of course not. Of course he hasn't. So when he talks about his in-depth experience concerning all the transgender kids in schools, friends, and how they get bullied, I'm trying to figure out after 360 high schools alone, how many times I've ever ran into a transgender, let alone a homosexual student. No, I've ran into a couple confused kids, but never one that believed that they were actually transgender. Who's teaching in that, America? Wisdom is justified by our children. The American parents are allowing this criminal to indoctrinate public schools through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights to try to confuse them so he can demoralize to give the next administration absolute rule over the lives of the up-and-coming generations. That's what this is about. Listen to what he said again. What happened and what continues to happen is you have transgender kids in schools and they get bullied. And we understand that the homosexuals, Kevin Jennings himself, Glisson, said that homosexuality and bullying, he said it's nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, play the victim as you perpetuate the crime. Obama said, saying that in the past, students were forced to suffer silently. These transgender students that I've yet to meet, friends, they have to suffer silently, he said. See how he wants you to play the sympathies of those that don't know their left hand from the right hand? Hey, folks, homosexuality runs counter to our laws and our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. And remember what John Adams rightly said. He said, we're ruled by an empire of laws and not of men. In other words, we're ruled by God's moral law, and God condemns the very crimes that America, you tolerate this criminal to advocate. And a criminal he is. Hey, folks, did you hear about the thief? Because he couldn't steal anymore, he suffered silently. Did you hear about that man over in South Carolina? He wanted to kill as many people as he could, but he had to suffer silently. He wasn't let out to go ahead and kill as many as he wanted to. Did you hear about the man, the infidel, who wanted to commit adultery, but he had to suffer silently? So Satan comes along and says, we need to liberate.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at NAPA. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NAPA know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talk with Kat about watering in soil. I even suggested she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is the place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at acehardware.com and get 25% off on regular priced item under $50. Offer valid through June 6th at participating stores. Limit one, exclusions apply. See coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska, friends. We're just highlighting some of the sickness that the American people are tolerating, the crimes against we the people. Right before the break, I was highlighting the fact that Barack Hussein Obama was talking about transgender students in public schools, friends. I've been in 360 of my guarantee he's never been in one. So what is he talking about? Is it something that he's trying to advocate? Of course it is. Because if he can demoralize the American people, he can control the American people. And that's exactly what this is all about. He was the one that wanted to fundamentally transform America. How do you do that? You attack and you attack and you attack, and you use the political battering ram called the gay agenda, the homosexuals, the sodomite communities, to upend the Constitution. Remember, our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other under the Christian umbrella. So what's he doing? He's fundamentally transforming America by attacking your Christian faith. He calls himself a Christian, then he advocates what the devil advocates. Folks, he's talking about how these transgender kids in public schools, they're suffering silently because they're afraid to even use the bathroom, saith he. Folks, whoever said that? What kind of a mind would this come out of? This would come out of a reprobate devil is what this would come out of. A sodomite, devil, criminal is what this would come out of. And that's exactly what you're dealing with on a daily basis concerning this criminal administration. Now, I know many people are still at the point of not listening over the last six years as to what I've been warning you about, but now you're beginning to live the reality that I've tried to prevent. In saying that, going over to another topic, friend, just to show you the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree and how the next generation is being encouraged by a criminal such as the one that you're tolerating in the White House today. Okay, you ready for this, friends? Again, married Christian rock star. He said, I'm gay. He's Christian, married with two children, and the lead singer of the rock group Everyday Sunday. But now Trey Pearson is making headlines for coming out of the closet and announcing he's a homosexual. In an open letter published Tuesday in a magazine, the 35-year-old says, I grew up in a very conservative Christian home where I was taught that my sexual orientation was a matter of choice. Really? First of all, let's go back to the presupposition that God is. You meet God on his terms. And Jesus, in his message, was repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He claims to be a Christian, yet he's never repented. I want you to listen to what he said. He said, I was taught that my sexual orientation by my Christian parents was a matter of choice. No, if you want to talk about choice, friends, go to Romans 6 or Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Okay? That's the straight and narrow and the difficult is the way. You have an up-and-coming generation that believes that they're Christians, but they walk counter to Scripture. Friends, homosexuality is an abomination. Christ is not a partaker of sin. He died and shed his blood to cover, to be the propitiation of the sins of mankind. They are set against each other. God is not friends, such as yin-yang, with the devil friends. He's opposed to him. And hell is the place for people that refuse to repent. But we have a Christian rock star who's now coming out of the closet because he feels that he's gay, and his Christian parents taught him that it was a matter of choice, his sexual preference? Really? Wait a second. He has a dad and a mom. Nature itself teaches you, the laws of nature, nature's God, teaches you the system in which God created. Folks, where is this stuff coming from? I mean, it's so over the top, again, as I shared with you during the first segment, that it's sick. When you go to 1 Timothy 4, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, how do they do that? Well, they claim that they're Christians, yet they also claim that they're sodomites. Folks, I mean, this is ridiculous. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Folks, America, you've got coming what you've got coming because of what you tolerate. A gay rock star Christian, he claims to be, for some reason or another, believes that he's a Christian, but he's attracted to men, and he desires to be a sodomite, full-blown, and yet he believes he's going to heaven. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from scriptural truth, folks. Yesterday we were talking about Jan Crouch, how she died of a stroke. And then I took it to Scripture again to show you who the sinners are. 1 Timothy 1:9, Romans 3:10, Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, and how they left off the law. And it's our job as Christians to tear down the false altars, friends. And that's exactly what I intend to do until my last days upon this earth. But as many know, just this last week, co-founder of TBN, Jan Crouch, died of a massive stroke. The Crouch family issued a statement on the passing of Ms. Crouch. Listen carefully. They issued a statement on the passing of Ms. Crouch. Laura and I have just watched the transition of our precious mother from this world to the next. Watched her step into the presence of Jesus and into her heavenly reward. Jan Crouch, known around the world as Mama Jan, has gone home. Jan Crouch loved many things, but most of all, she loved Jesus. And now has seen him face to face and has experienced his grace and fullness. She has taken a piece of our hearts with her, but it is so wonderful to know that Paul and Jan Crouch are together again in the arms of Jesus. Hey, friends, with all due respect to those who should know better, what Jesus are these people talking about? Because it's not the Jesus of the Bible in any way, shape, or form when it comes to what these charlatans preached. What does Scripture say about these individuals? You know, the Bible tells us we're to judge them by their fruit. And you know what men in this country have been so dummied down to judge men by? By what they say rather than by their fruit. To judge them by what they say rather than what the fruit of those are and what they do. And isn't it interesting? Jesus said just the exact opposite. You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. And if we would judge men rightly like Paul and Jan Crouch, we would know them for who they are. They are not of Jesus Christ, the resurrected one. They are of the devil, the one from beneath, the great deluder. Because, folks, when they try to manipulate people out of their money, which they did in the millions upon millions, deluding the American people away from Scripture as they taught the American people to depart wickedly from God, but as long as you give them money, everything will be okay. Now, it does tell us in the book of 1 Timothy 6, verse 5, that those that preach gain is godliness, to such withdraw. And that's all they did, folks, was teach gain is godliness. And the Bible tells us they are destitute of the truth. And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. Tell me the message that these people, these charlatans, which would pervert the truth to make money off the stupidities of the biblically illiterate in this country, tell me if it lines up with the scripture that Jesus spoke forth. Okay, tell me if this lines up. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Did they preach that? No, they preached just the exact opposite. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Was their message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Absolutely not. It was a false grace to put your head back down on the silk pillow of a false grace and a covering that which is not of God, Isaiah 30. To go ahead and teach you to go ahead and use the grace of God as an occasion of the flesh. Do whatever you want to do. You're still going to heaven. Just follow our lead. And doesn't the Bible say, the voice of a stranger we will not follow, but the voice of the good shepherd we do know? And doesn't it say, that's in John 10, and in 1 Corinthians 11, 1, doesn't it say, follow me as I follow Christ? And then he begins to show you the scars concerning the cross that he would bear? Is that the message that these people gave? Absolutely not. Not in any sense of the word did these people preach this. That leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. These are the words of Jesus. He said, and few be there that find it. The next thing Jesus said was, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, with purple hair, with wigs, with false tears, begging for your money so they can buy themselves a second Learjet, or a third home, or a brand new Cadillac for their son, or maybe even a Mercedes, or a Bentley, or maybe a Lotus, friends, who knows? Or maybe even a Maserati, friends, it doesn't matter. You're to sell everything that you have and give it to these people, was their message. Jesus told us to beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. Okay? Remember, Jesus was betrayed with a kiss. Remember, it tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 27, kisses of an enemy are deceitful, but faithful are the wounds of a friend. Have you ever one time seen these people preach, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Repent for what? For their sins before a just and a holy God. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, broadcasting live out of Flint, Allen, Alaska. We're going to come right back on the other side, and we're going to start talking about false prophets real quick.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just talking about Jan Crouch and how they are now in the arms of Jesus, her and Paul. And folks, this does not take a genius to figure out. Again, friends, when you see how the FBI will find counterfeits, they're taught to study the real ones, not the counterfeits. Folks, we're talking about a counterfeit Christianity here every step of the way. And if you'd like to call in, phone lines are accessible. All of you that want to gripe about what I'm saying because you live according to the rule of Jan and her husband, Paul Crouch, who are now dead in hell where they belong. Well, folks, let me tell you something. Go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-582, but be ready and prepared to show me scripturally where we would be off base here, friends, because I don't see it anywhere in Scripture, folks. This runs counter to Scripture every step of the way. These people are responsible for the state of America today. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. Well, Bradley, that's judgmental. Well, you know what? I'm making reference to the judge's words. So be it. We're not even to be a partaker with those that preach covetousness. They have no partaking into the kingdom of heaven. Read Ephesians 5 when you get a moment, friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let me finish this. Enter ye in at the straight gate, Jesus said, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, unto life. And few be there that find it, Jesus said. Then he said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And Jesus said in Matthew 17 through 23, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work lawlessness. Did you hear these people preaching out against the sins of abortion? Nope. The greatest advocate to the abortion industry in America is the professed church. While 300,000 pulpits remain silent when they should be preaching out against the sins of murder. The greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda in this country are over 300,000 pulpits in this country that remain silent when they should be preaching out against the sins of the sodomites who are making a prey out of your children today. No, but they remain silent, and then, America, you stand back every Sunday and go, and you complain about the pastor that shouldn't be leading the church in the first place because he's not called to lead anything, nor is he even ordained to be a pastor. But you go to church every week, and you complain about what the pastor or the preacher or the elder of the church doesn't preach out against. Well, you're a partaker. You're an accomplice of his sins through omission, friends, or commission, friends. Inadvertently or advertently. Because for you to submit yourself to someone that doesn't do the right thing shows me, and it also shows you, that you yourself are okay with the fact that he's not doing what he should do, which tells me you're not doing the things that you should be doing. And if you weren't there supporting him in the first place, he wouldn't be in power to remain, now would he? Nope, he wouldn't. Now, folks, we're talking about false prophets. Just picking up from yesterday. I tore down the scripture, friends, with scripture, false doctrine, false prophets, every step of the way. And it is our duty to stand up. And let me tell you what, we have such an opportunity in this country today, friends, to stand up for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you're looking for opportunity, you don't have to go far, friends, let me tell you. It tells us in 2 Chronicles 19:10. And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. And so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do and you shall live, and you shall not trespass. Oh, but you know what? I got gay friends, or my son, I think he thinks he's gay, or my daughter, I think she thinks she's a lesbian, or you know what? I had an abortion, or you know, whatever the case might be. Hey, friends, let me tell you what. You who hold your silence when you should protest, and makes cowards of men first and foremost, but I also want you to understand you're also a partaker of their sins. And you know, I love them so much, I just don't want to tell them the truth. Wait a second. Love shows them not to trespass against the Lord, so wrath come upon you. Well, they feel so confused and they're so condemned. Well, set them free with the use of Scripture. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. What brings these people to a state of liberty, to walk in holiness? I'll tell you. Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of the world, who is the propitiation of the sins of the world. See, folks, we can see in America today that the church is countering their very purpose on this earth. Rather than the light reproving the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, we now have the church spreading the darkness as they attempt to put out the light. I shared with you during the first segment, 1 Timothy 4:1, now that the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with the hot iron. Folks, they're simply advocating what God abhors. And the American people, again, because of the biblical illiteracy going on, which is running rampant in this country, you're led to believe because someone calls themselves a Christian, for some reason or another, they must be. It's like a man now. See, this is where it's going now. Now a man that says, well, I believe that my identity is that I'm a woman now. Well, you're led to believe, and you're supposed to just give them a pass and say, okay, now you're a woman, because they say so. No, that's not the fruit of God's creation. He was born a man, therefore he is a man, and therefore he's going to die as a man. No matter what he tries to do with his physical body, he's always going to be a man. Just ask Bruce Jenner, who's confused. Now he's having some doubts about his transgender operation in which took place. Folks, this is sick. In America, you let them set themselves in a position to lead others down the same path. Again, they're simply advocating what God abhors, Proverbs 6:16 through 6:19. In fact, they're even going so far as to set the people at war with God. False Christians, counterfeit Christians. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace. And he that putteth not in their mouth, they even prepare war against him. Micah 3:5. Folks, in this country, there's no excuse for the American people. They have the same Bible the hirelings and the whores have as they preach from the pulpits. Instead of preaching real grace, the kind that says, go and sin no more, John 8:1, and where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, Romans 5:20, the counterfeit Christians preach a stark contradiction of grace, which is nothing more than licentiousness. It's a false version of grace. In other words, the message of the professed church in America has been, do what you will. The first scripture, as a matter of fact, in the satanic Bible. And folks, guess what? You're also told, hey, you get a free pass into heaven. Because that's all you have to do is profess his name. Confess the name of Jesus Christ and you're going into heaven. Put it into context upon repentance. And whose mercy shown to? Those that repent. Not to the guilty that are unrepentant. The great reformer Martin Luther said, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect as teach that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. It's interesting because the man in hell that wanted to get out in the book of Luke, chapter 15, isn't it interesting that he didn't believe in hell until he was there? Which tells you he didn't believe in God neither, but he was probably a self-righteous Pharisee that thought he was on his way to heaven. As a matter of fact, heaven couldn't wait for his arrival. But when he got there, he said, Abraham, Lord Abraham, would you go over to my five brothers that they might not come into this place of torment? You remember this, friends? See, he had to end up there before the realization hit him that it was for real. He didn't take heed to the warnings. And what was it that he didn't take heed to? The law and the prophets. Because if you remember right, the Lord said back to the man that was in hell, seeking mercy for his five brothers, he said, listen, if they won't listen to the law and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. And what are they doing today, friends? They're preaching a false grace, a false love, and then they have the audacity to equate it to the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians 5. Hey, folks, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. They can give you the words of the book all day, but if the Holy Ghost is not there to bear witness to it, it's vain. It's empty. It's worthless. And who is the Holy Ghost given to? To those that obey him out of love. Concerning the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, this is all going on in this country because God's law has been pushed out of the culture by antinomianists. Only to bear its corrupt state in which America now finds itself. And by the way, without shame, America has a whore's forehead. After September 11th, you would have thought that America would have turned back to God. Nope, they turned the other direction. And they let the debate and the debauch lead the way by force through what totalitarian means. And what's the fruit? War within. Because peace, as you know, friends, is only found when you're ruled by law, not by force. And how is all this happening? Well, when the king, America, we don't have a king in this country. We have a representative.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to Jim's, the Sons of Liberty. Talking about the false prophets who are setting men at war with God. And we're seeing this on a daily basis in this country. The American people have settled for the fact that if they call themselves Christians, therefore they must be, rather than judging them by their fruit. You know, it's interesting, back in the 1800s, and that which was previous, the predecessors concerning the church and the forefathers of the church, before you could be a part of a church anywhere in this country, friends, did you know that you had to go through a testing period that could last up to 3 years? Because Scripture tells us you're to prove those that you labor with. The fact of the matter is, if you didn't pass the test concerning your profession, you wouldn't be a part of any body of Christ in this country. Now all are welcome, folks. Now we're told all are welcome. Yep, all are welcome. Come as you are, leave as you're changed, and come back changed as you grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But if not, don't come. But Bradley, that's just too harsh. You know why I'm highlighting this, friends? Because it seems that what's going on in this country is so blatantly obvious. It reminds me of when Jesus said, you have eyes, but you see not, and you have ears, but you hear not. These things are right in front of your face. You can discern everything but what matters. I mean, you can tell me the games that are going to be played on Sunday. You can tell me the scores on Monday. You can tell me the football players' names and the baseball players' names and the hockey players' names. You can tell me all the above said. and you call yourself a Christian, and then when I bring up Scripture, you don't know it to save your life, namely your soul, because the Bible says the engrafted word which is able to save our souls, for some reason, it's MIA in your heart. It's gone, missing in action. And I want to tell you why. Because the Holy Ghost is not going to bear witness to a lie. He's not going to play your hypocritical games. Just because you say you're a Christian doesn't make it so, friends. And this is all happening because the body of Christ, again, talking to the counterfeits in this country and a great majority of them, 78% of you, I can't even find 3% of you. I mean, you want to talk about sick. You want to talk about a nation filled with hypocrites. America, I'm showing you what they're leaving off, both in the church and in government, because they're hypocrites, pretenders. That's what the word means. And I'm telling you this, and I'm judging them with the use of the judge's word, because they themselves refuse to judge within. 1 Corinthians 5:12 says, "For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not judge them that are within." He said we're supposed to judge within. And the church in America doesn't like that. That's why they don't want the prophetic anywhere close to them. They don't want to be exposed. They don't want to be brought to the light. They love their sin. They're like a bunch of filthy pigs that wallow in their mire, and they would have it so. Right before the break, I was talking about how Martin Luther said, "Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected. He has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Jesus." And again, this is all because God's law has been pushed out of the culture by antinomians, anarchists in the pulpit. Remember, Jesus said, "Because you sayest I'm rich and increasest with goods and have need of nothing, and know not that thou art wretched and miserable, poor and blind and naked," Revelation 3:17. Folks, it's absolutely amazing how these hypocrites who strain at the gnat and swallow the camel, when they jump over scripture, such as when Jesus said, "As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, be zealous therefore and repent," Revelation 3:19. I often find that it's those that seem to talk much of the love, know nothing of Christian love. Jesus rebuking the hypocrites of the day when he said, "Woe unto you." He was damning them, "Scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done and to leave the others undone." Folks, and not to leave the others undone, Matthew 23:23. Christ would also expose them for their hypocrisy when he said, "But I know that you have not the love of God in you. I'm come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his name, like Jan and Paul Crouch, and the preachers and the faith movement and false hirelings preaching from the pulpits and the whores that you see across the country that are just going along to get along, they compromise. You know, they're a bunch of diplomats. They're just totally diplomatic at every step of the way because they want to be at peace with a world that's at war with their Heavenly Father that they say they love so much. But again, Jesus said, "I am come in my Father's name and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own, him you will receive. How can you believe which receiveth honor one of another and not seek the honor that cometh from God only?" John 5:42-44. See, because real love bears the cross to Christ, Luke 9:23, of Christ and fights for the present generation. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother, in John 15:13. And what follows that kind of love, Jesus tells us, "These things that I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." Hey, folks, what's the message of the modern day church? God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Where's that in Scripture? God loves you through a demonstration of the cross of Jesus Christ on the cross. But nowhere can you find Jesus telling anybody that he loved them. He only demonstrated his love, 1 John 3:18. But again, it's not repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message of the modern day church is God loves you. And he has a wonderful plan for your life. There's no need to repent. Just come on my terms. Make me feel good about your false conversion. Come up to the altar for the 1,500th time and tell the Lord how much you love him. That's not the message of the gospel. That's not the message of the Word of God. In America, you wonder where the Holy Ghost is, who's supposed to be sent down from heaven to preach through those that are yielded to him. Remember when Peter and John were standing in front of the council of Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, in the book of Acts. He said the Holy Ghost was given unto those that obey. What did the Pharisees do? They were cut to the heart because they didn't know the Holy Ghost. Yet they were going around telling everybody about the Word of God. And then in the middle of what they would share with the people, they'd have their little sexual innuendo or their little blurt out of the abundance of what's in their heart, and all of a sudden vulgarity would come out of their mouth, or you'd see them have a little drink here, a little drink there, or a little cigarette over here where nobody's around. Can't do that in front of other people, because then I would be ashamed of my profession, because of course Jesus didn't do that. America, I'm ashamed of what you become. And you should be ashamed of what this country has become. These things that I command you, Jesus said, that you love one another and the world hates you. You know that it hated me before it hated you. Boy, that's counter to what's being talked about in the church in America. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied in his day, the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be Christianity without the Holy Ghost. Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Hey, folks, there are self-professed Christians that might want to put themselves in the light of Scripture. When they do, they just might find themselves destitute of the righteousness only Christ can give. They can't blame the preacher for what is preached if they don't know what the good book says. For it warns, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Not in hell. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. I see these people constantly, friends. I see them in the rock and roll scene. A lot of these self-proclaimed Christians that come out of the rock and roll scene, and they see all their heathen buddies. And for some reason, they're allied with them. They refuse to actually preach the Word of God to these people and lay the law unto them to God their repentance that they might be saved. God forbid. I'm being sarcastic, friends. I'm being facetious. But the fact of the matter is that they love God so much. Why is it that they're so ashamed to actually profess His name and proclaim His Word to their friends that they love so much, but they fail to love God enough to preach His Word to them? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Folks, you got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.